You know, I'll never forget that day. It was Memorial Day weekend, and we played rock and roll all night. Come Monday morning, I met Gail at the Saffron Street Orchard stand and immediately boarded the love train. She had a heart of gold and a lust for life, and I was pretty sure she was looking at me too, but I was worried it was just my imagination. I'm afraid I lost my head trying to be a joker. Lucky for me, her bag split and peaches flew everywhere. She kissed my cheek for helping her, and I knew it was more than feeling. I mean, she said she was tired of being alone, so I took her to my favorite place, way out in the middle of Quadlin Field. We talked for hours before we surrendered to our feelings and did the horizontal bop. As we lay there in the hay, watching the blackbirds circle, I knew we'd be together forever and always. And that was before I heard her sing. Girls got rhythm to spare. When my band, Emerald City Confidential, heard her, they insisted she start jamming with us immediately. Everyone already said we were the hottest band in town, but we were finally starting to see our dreams at the end of that long and winding road. Hell, we even won the Battle of the Bomb Bands to play the halftime show at the Gilkin Bowl. We were so close to the rock and roll fantasy, fame, cars, money. But damn, our stairway to heaven became a highway to hell. Things between Gail and our lead singer, Ryder, started to get hot-blooded. I tried to get them to take it easy, but Gail said she needed to go her own way and quit the band. I mean, it's so hard to watch best friends go to war. Roddy always said love was a drug, but I'm pretty sure it was the cocaine that finally called the Reaper. That's when Leo says the Blitzkrieg arrived. Roddy was barely knocking on heaven's door, and here were the reporters hounding us about drugs and breakdowns, and what a shame it was. I wasn't sure I could still hold the line, but Gail reminded me that that's the way of the world. Sometimes you just have to kiss and say goodbye before you can pick up the pieces. I'll never forget the way she teared up as she dedicated our performance to Roddy. We rocked the house that night. I mean, really tore the roof off that sucker. Things got a little strange after that. Like, we were spinning out of control. And when we landed, we were in L.A.
Thank you, Ozzy, right? And you're with the studio? Vice President? And you're over here talking to me? Oh my gosh, I'm so flattered. Well, thank you so much for flying us out here. It's not every day someone offers me 2 tickets to paradise. Of course, there are 3 of us. Sorry, I'm a little starstruck tonight. Hardly. This is a pretty wild night for me. How does that Lollipop Guild song go? All the young dudes are feeling all right after midnight? They certainly are. Crow does love to walk on the wild side. Leo warned him not to spill the wine, but he still ended up wearing half a bottle of Merlot. Those corduroys are done for, thank God. Please don't tell him I said that. He really loves those awful things. Don't look at me. I would never recommend mustard pants to a grown man. I am, thank you. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. Life's been good to me so far. I have a wonderful band. I'm meeting all sorts of new and interesting people, and I'm eating tiny crackers with champagne jam. I got no heartache tonight whatsoever. Oh dear, I am starting to worry about my boys, though. I should probably think about putting them to bed before they hurt themselves. A car? Really? That's so sweet of you. I was worried about trying to catch a cab while keeping track of both of them. Some days I swear they were born to run off and leave me. Well, if they're headed out, I really should go too and make sure they make it home all right. A contract? Really? Yeah, I can stay and talk about that. But shouldn't the boys stay too? I guess you're right. They are pretty drunk. Crow's going to want to start working on his night moves soon, and you probably don't want to see that. And you're sure your guys know which hotel it is? Well, okay, if you're sure. Should we talk here or the VIP room? Really? I've always wanted to go behind the velvet curtain. I really shouldn't. Well, that's true. Maybe one more glass. Thank you. So you really represent all of these bands? That's so amazing. Oh no, there's nothing amazing about me. I'm just helping out my friends. Hardly. I mean, you represent Glinda. The Glinda. It's been my dream to meet her since I was a little girl. I used to sing Rainbows Don't Last into my hairbrush and pretend I was her. Really? Are you serious? Us opening for Glinda? Touring with Glinda? That would be a dream come true for all of us. You can really make that happen? If you could do that, Mr. Oz, Ozzy, that would mean the world to us. I'll sign the contract today. Right now, even. Stipulations? Oh, don't you worry about that. We're really hard workers. I know Crow got a little crazy tonight, but he's just excited. We all are. But trust me, you can count on us to be wherever you need us, whenever you need us there. Right now? Of course. Anything. On my knees? Wait, what? You don't mean... Wait, stop. I thought you asked us here for our music. But I don't understand. Please don't. I have a boyfriend. Of course I don't want him to be disappointed. If he knew you were doing this, it would kill him. What do you mean, sent home? You said you wanted us to sign a contract. Of course I do. It's all I've ever wanted. I just know that this is where I belong. Where we belong. Prove it how? But Crow, you can't do that. You just can't. Besides, he'd never believe you. It's only rock and roll. He'd never put it ahead of what we have. Oh, God, no. He'd hate me forever. Please, Ozzy. Please don't destroy my band. They're all I have left. Please. Okay. I'll do it. Just promise me you won't tell Crow. If he ever found out, it would kill him. Just sit down in the chair. I don't want to get anything on my dress. Yes, I can leave the boots on, though I doubt this is what my aunt expected when she said they would carry me to my dreams. Angels do want to wear my red boots, thank you very much. And Crow does say I have hot legs. Do you think I'm sexy? Roundabout like this? A star? Hardly. But I guess you're an expert. I shouldn't be laughing. This really isn't funny. I'm glad you agree. I want you to want me. No, I mean it. Love the one you're with, right? I love my boys, and this is what it takes to make our dreams come true. My auntie taught me that the things we do for love can't be wrong. You want me to crawl like this? So everyone can see the rug burn on my knees when we're done? So everyone knows just what we've been doing in here? Yeah? How about a little show and tell? It's so easy, baby. You can get it if you really want, and have that cock ready and waiting for me. Oh God, it's so much bigger than Crow's. Grab it for me. Show me the way you like to be gripped. Oh, baby, baby, I only have eyes for you. Watching you stroke like that, long and slow. Don't stop. Maybe a little faster for me. I'm just so into you. That's it, baby. Let your love flow for me. I want to see your cock glistening. Taste it. Okay, baby. Show me how sweet it is. That's it, baby. You like it when I stroke you while I take the head in my mouth and suck? When I swirl my tongue around and flick it over that little ridge on the underside. Cruel to be kind, baby. I love the way you moan for me. Crow never makes a sound. He just lays there like a straw man. God, baby, it's so big. I don't think I can take it any deeper. Careful with the pigtails. I'm sorry, baby. Did I squeeze your balls too tight? I just got so excited having your cock down my throat like that. Oh, but I need more. I've had boys before. I need to know what it's like to be fucked by a grown man. A man that knows what he's doing. Oh, please, baby. I feel like making love. No, don't do me like that. I want to look in your eyes while we get it on. Your cock's already greased up, baby. Just lean back and let me ride you. Oh God, your cock is so thick. And rock steady. Fuck, you make me feel brand new. Give me love, baby. The way you stretch my pussy, it feels like the first time. Oh, my sweet lord, hold on to me and I'll take you there. I want to feel you loving, touching, squeezing. While I rock on your cock. Oh, fuck, baby. Do you like the way I ride you? Now it's your turn to prove it. Show me how, baby. How deep is your love? That's it, baby. Oh, you are some kind of wonderful. Fuck. Don't stop. Do it again. No matter what, don't you dare stop. That's it, baby. Don't stop until you get enough. Come and get it, baby. I just want to be your everything. I only want to be with you. Nobody does it better. The contract? Where do I sign? Turn. Gale turn, but I'm changing it. Hatchet. I'm glad the studio approves. We have a few other changes coming as well. There. Signed, sealed, delivered. Was there something else you needed? That's right. Fly back to the Wicked Witch of Western A&R, you ridiculous chimp. Like, I don't know who the real power around here is. Sent me home. Dream on. As if I'd ever go back to that gray shithole. Why don't we get drunk and screw? More like, why don't you sit on your ass while I do all the work and you lazy Pegasus? Whole lot of love. Whole lot of bullshit. When push comes to shove, just another stupid tit. It's done, Leo. We're in. And you were right about the boots. Dumb ape ate that shit up. Of course I'm sure. I'm not the idiot. Speaking of which, we're going to have to do something about him one way or another. Well, obviously not right away. He's still useful with his melodramatic blubbering. But that shit is starting to seriously irritate me. Oh, let it be. You said that about Roddy, too. But no one even blinked an eye when I fed perfect little Miss Dorothy 6 grams of pollen, did they? Maybe in Brickton, Leo, but this is L.A. Crow is a small-time hick that can't hold his liquor or his girl. No one is going to be shocked when his lowrider ends up at the bottom of Thunder Road Canyon one of these nights. That's what I like about you, Leo. You always know your place. Wizard, huh? I like the sound of that. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Welcome to life in the fast lane, you big baby. Try to enjoy it